I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. If your kids didn't like their holiday presents, they might be pressuring you to buy them something else, perhaps even a new video game called Manhunt. But before you buy, consider this. Manhunt is recommended for mature audiences. Here with a review of the game is critic Scott Tobias, who writes for the humor magazine The Onion.
You're alone at night in an urban wasteland crisscrossed by bombed-out streets, cluttered with wreckage and debris. Quietly, you creep into one of the many empty, dilapidated buildings. As you enter, you notice bloodstains on the floor and a few bodies dangling cocoon-like from hooks on the ceiling. A masked thug comes looking for you. It's either kill or be killed. Should it be a plastic bag? A shard of glass? Or perhaps a baseball bat or a nail gun? Decisions, decisions.
Okay.
Welcome to Manhunt, the latest provocation from Rockstar Games. They're the video game company behind the notorious Grand Theft Auto series and other virtual exercises in criminality and ultra-violence. Rockstar is a favorite boogeyman for moral watchdogs and politicians, and from the exuberant violence of Manhunt, it is clear they relish that role. You enter the game as James Earl Cash, a murderous death row inmate and arguably the most sympathetic character in the game. On the eve of your execution, you awake to find that you've been given a reprieve. A snuff film director named Starkweather wants you to be his leading man in a cinematic exercise where you're being hunted and he's the puppet master.
Do exactly as I say, and I promise this will be over before the night is out.
Starkweather is voiced by the great character actor Brian Cox, who played the original Hannibal Lecter in the 1986 film Manhunter. Starkweather speaks to you through an earpiece, forcing you to run a gauntlet of roving gangs. He goads you on, chides you for stalling too long, and cheers after each fresh kill.
Bodies are starting to pile up nicely. We're getting some great footage.
Much like the Grand Theft Auto series, Manhunt is a uniquely queasy experience. It's striking in form, repellent in content. The hard shadows and single-source lighting effects have their roots in film noir. The world is so grimy that every shot looks filtered through the lungs of a chain smoker. At first, the mood is unnerving enough to freeze you in your tracks for fear of the next ambush just around the corner. But as you continue stabbing, strangling, bludgeoning, and shooting dozens of ill-mannered thugs, your bloodlust begins to curdle into outright boredom. The game does expand and deepen as it goes along, but short of stopping at regular intervals for sunshine or bubble baths, it's hard to keep the pallor from infecting your spirit. Manhunt seeks to set a new standard in lip-smacking sadism. The question is, what's your threshold on gory mayhem and stylized juvenilia? Is it possible to just plug your nose and play on? In the latest release of the Grand Theft Auto series, Vice City, at least you could cruise through the neon lights of Miami's South Beach, riding with a convertible top-down and the radio tuned to soft rock classics by Foreigner or REO Speedwagon, you could take a break from the senseless slaughter. With Manhunt, ugliness finds no relief. In the end, the fantasy grows more suffocating than exciting. After all, even killers need to come up for air every once in a while.
I hope you're enjoying this, 'cause I sure am!
This is Scott Tobias for Day to Day.